no, no, no. So I had a case in state court where I was not particularly comfortable. Anyway, we were having some trouble with the judge and my client, a Louisiana corporation. And the claims manager said, well, why don't you just leave a suitcase for the judge? And I said, what do you mean? Well, over here, if we have a problem with the judge, we just take a little suitcase with some money and leave it on the back porch, and he knows what to do. And I said, we don't do that here. Well, I think you should think about it. Of course, we never got to the point of where would the money come from or anything else. And anyway, and I fired the client after the trial. What do you do in a case like that?
Well, if you've attended the prior five sessions, you know that I'm not the guy who knows the answer to the stuff. Bill Chris is the guy who knows the answer to the stuff. So, Bill, tell him.
I think that's really not an ethical question. I think that's a criminal law question. And I frankly don't know of any ethical obligation you have or any way in which your license would be in jeopardy if you just chose to assume that your client was kind of joking and japing with you. What's more interesting, but that I don't know the answer to, is what the criminal law has to say about where that leaves you. I mean, I don't think you could be accused of conspiracy because you did not commit any act in the furtherance of some conspiracy that may have happened a long time ago in another state where you probably were never present or presumably weren't present. So. It's the old, aiding and abetting after the fact, probably not. You're being asked perhaps to commit a fraud on the court, and that would involve Rule 3.03 of the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct.